Mark, thank you very much indeed. I'm Martin Davidson, I'm Chief Executive of the British Council, and it is a huge pleasure for me to be able to welcome you here today. I'm just going to say two or three very quick points before passing on to the main event, but there are three things I wanted to say. Two are about beliefs, and one is about action. And the two beliefs are, that first of all, that cultural exchange using working with the arts, is one of the most effective ways in which international exchange can take place. The arts is, by its very nature, grows from and represents the society from which it springs. It is an opportunity to have a conversation across borders in a way which is more meaningful, deeper, more effective than almost any other. It is a language which doesn't require a huge amount of linguistic ability, but a vast amount of cultural, creative, artistic ability, if it is going to be truly effective. The second belief is that in times of stress, in times of economic difficulty, in times when people feel potentially that life is difficult, those are the times when countries tend to close in on themselves. They look inward, they don't look outward. And one of the most important things that we as individuals as well as organisations can do is to look outwards and find connections between ourselves, never more importantly than in times like ours now. So those are the two beliefs, and the third is the action that cultural leadership is not simply a nice to have or something which everybody picks up with their morning newspaper. Actually, it is a genuine profession, a profession which requires active learning, active exchange, that it was a profession which actually varies across borders from place to place, and that there's a vast amount of learning that we can do. And above all else, that it is a profession where it is actually about contact between people that makes the difference. And that is why this particular program is so important. It's a program which explores the professionalism of cultural leadership, which creates links between people from different countries, and which also recognizes that culture is, can be, must be, should be a business. It's a business which affects people's lives, but it's also a business which can grow opportunity hugely, not just for individuals, but also for countries. So I'm delighted the British Council is involved with the Cultural Leaders Programme. I'm extremely grateful for all the support that we're getting from Hilary Carthy, Director of the Cultural Leaders Programme, and her colleagues. Also grateful for the support from the Ford Foundation. But above all, grateful for all of you for taking part in it. I hope that you're finding it not just useful, but actually an essential way of growing your understanding of the profession in which you're involved. I'd now like to invite Hilary to say a few words before moving on to the main part of the symposium. Thank you very much indeed.